Excuse me, this is the operator. Just to let you know, the call is now being recorded. Please go ahead.
Thank you. And so I understand that Jordy and Ken and Steve Del Bianco are not going to be on the call. And we have on the call so far David Maher, Lee Elgin, Paul Stahura, Stefan Van Gelder, Wendy Seltzer, and then from staff, Liz Gaster, Patrick Jones, and Glenn, the secretariat. Am I missing anyone? Okay, great. Well, I have gotten input then from everyone except Tony Harris from the ISPs, Paul Stahura from the registrars, Eric Bruner-Williams from the registrars, and Danny Younger. Those are the four people who I have not gotten prioritizations from. So,
sorry, Ms. Wendy, I believe I saw a recent message from Danny Younger.
Okay.
Reporting me no further studies.
Fine, good. Well, I will, as soon as I get everyone's comments, or even if I don't, I will send something out in the next few days. I've just been buried, that kind of gives the order that those who have order have identified, and I'll also update the earlier document to bring the policy objectives of each of the proposed studies up to the front so that that's easy to view at a glance. And I know I'm really behind. What I'd like to accomplish on today's call, or what I would suggest, and we can have a relatively short call, we need to follow up and make sure that we have the input from as many people as are going to give input as quickly as possible. We need to talk a little bit about what to update the council on. Today is the 22nd and of April, and originally the motion called for input to the council by the 24th of April, which is Thursday. I've already told the chair and vice chair that we would not make that deadline, but I am going to just provide an update to them about what we're doing and where we are in the process. And what I would like to get from all of you is advice about what to say on when we think we would have a recommendation for the council, or at least the ability to give, you know, another update. So does anyone have a suggestion? I could throw out an option. I was kind of thinking that we should use at least the first 3 weeks in May, you know, something like 6/13/20. And try to come up with a recommendation, say, by Thursday, the 22nd of May, and propose that as a new alternative. There is a council meeting on the 29th, so if we were able to give a recommendation by then, they could probably get it on their agenda, just at least for initial discussion on the 29th. So let me, I mean, it's just an idea. And thoughts from the group?
Liz, this is Stefan.
Yes.
Just a question, really. What are we recommending on? If we're recommending on whether the studies should be done or not, in light of the views that have already been expressed, I feel we could move on that quite quickly. If we're recommending on what studies should be done, in that case, we may have a harder time reaching some kind of consensus view. Which one is it?
It's the latter.
Okay.
But I think it's really important to, you know, we have to figure out a way that we are going to express a recommendation. And, you know, I have to say in candor right now we have a pretty divisive group in terms of what ought to be done. We have a number of people who really feel strongly that no further studies should be done, and they've articulated quite clearly their reasons for that. And then we have, you know, and that's a substantial number, although it appears to be a minority of the people participating in the call, but a substantial one. And then we have, you know, a majority of the people participating in the call who think there could be good reasons, policy reasons, for doing studies and have identified studies tied to policy rationale that they think should be done that, you know, would form the basis of a recommendation. I think we have to acknowledge in that developing a consensus report is probably going to be a very difficult one to do. And, you know, I'd like to talk about and take a cue on what that means. You know, from my perspective, it means a report that's going to have to, by necessity, basically discuss or both acknowledge the substantial number of the group that feel no further study should be done and state that case while it may be, quote, a minority position of this group. And then, you know, make, you know, that's going to be a headline, and then another headline is going to be of the remaining participants, which are a majority but not a broad consensus of, you know, the whole group. Of the studies that have been proposed, these are the studies that this group recommends, and actually identify the categories or frame out in general terms the study areas that ought to be done. I mean, I'd like to get to the point where we could actually call out specific studies. We may get to categories where a particular study or combination of studies what might need refinement, say, based on cost or other factors. I mean, I recognize there could be a nuanced step in the selection of specific studies that maybe require another phase of communication and dialogue. But I just recognize that as a threshold matter that the report itself is going to have two parts to it, just given where we are as a group. So any discussion on that?
Liz, this is Steve Metalitz. Could I get in the queue?
Yes. And you can start the queue because I don't hear anyone else.
I think in general, I would certainly agree with what you've proposed. I think that whatever we report should, include some type of summary of the viewpoint that there shouldn't be any further studies. One thing I wasn't clear on is that you, what I heard you say was that those who decide, those who think there should be no further studies would have that viewpoint expressed, but then the other participants in the group would go on to decide which studies to recommend, and I just wanted to clarify that was the case.
Well, let's talk about it a little. I mean, if the folks who think that no studies should be done also have views about, okay, if you're going to do studies anyway, it's ridiculous to do these, and these others might have some merit. I mean, we could certainly figure out a way to capture. In other words, I don't want to preclude those who don't think there should be studies from having any view if there are studies. And so that might be an important component. And, you know, we want to hear from those who don't think there should be any studies about how you would want to participate, you know, beyond that. But clearly we want to refine a recommendation to the council using the expertise of this group on what studies you do recommend, so the council has the benefit of the expertise of those who do think more studies should be done, who've really looked at these options and you know, given a thoughtful analysis to the council about this is why we're selecting, you know, these two or whatever we're doing.
Well, I'm not sure if that's the right way. I mean, I think if people think there shouldn't be further studies, that viewpoint should be reflected, but I'm not sure that then the input of those, the non-study people should be included in the
mm-hmm.
recommendations for further study. I mean, or if it is, I think it should be identified as such, because I think it's different to say, I prefer this study to that study, and I think this one will be more useful than that one. Or even I think this one is not worth doing, but you know, maybe the majority or consensus of the group is that it should be done, and that's different than saying studies are a waste of time, there shouldn't be any. And, by the way, I'll also have my cake and eat it too. I'll tell you which studies I think ought to be undertaken, even though I think none of them should be undertaken.
Yeah, but we should understand why these people are saying that, you know. I mean, on the surface, it seems to me, a logical person, that any study would be beneficial, no matter what. But, you know, looking deeper, we should understand why these people think that no study should be done. I think I have a guess of why, but we should use not just the fact that they think that no study should be done, but the reason behind their coming up with that seemingly wacky statement. We should use the reason for that to help us figure out, well, if studies are to be done, which ones are you know, more useful than others. It seems like they, even though they say that no studies should be done, they should still have input on, you know, which ones might be more useful than others, at least based on their reasoning. So I kind of disagree with you, Steve. I don't agree with the cake and eat it too analogy.
Well, I'll take a cue and definitely want to hear other folks. One reason I could see...
Pop it now, John.
Great. Welcome, Krista. This is Liz. One reason why I could see it important to have input, let's just say, from the registrars who clearly are hesitant to support further studies, but where their input might be particularly valuable, and this has maybe less to do with a yes, no, do this study or don't do this study, is insights into complexity or data gathering or what would be involved in performing a study, since I suspect that the registrars are going to be, if you will, some of the information that the registrars have is going to be needed for some of these studies. So the degree to which some studies might actually be executable or some of the strengths and weaknesses of the data results given how they might be performed, I think there might be useful contributions from the total team. I think Steve Metallics is raising an important point in terms of, I guess, the scoring, if you will. And I'm wary of that whole area because I recognize that we, you know, have a microcosm of the world on the call and not the whole world. So we need to think about how we're going to actually calculate, for lack of a better word, the contributions and viewpoints of everyone. And what I've initially started to do, because we're at a pretty simple part of the scoring, and I use scoring again in quotes, is just to have everybody's name and everybody's vote on a spreadsheet that I could then send to the group, which would at least memorialize where people are at the, you know, sort of initial cut. I think we should have more dialogue on Steve's point, but I also could see why, you know, we don't want to preclude the participation of the total team because there are some specific challenges in these studies. So let me just run through what I want to accomplish on the call, too, before we go back to this point, because I want to leave enough time for everything. We started this discussion, which is really gets right to the heart of, you know, how we're going to formulate a recommendation by my initiating a conversation about what we're going to say to the council about deliverables and time frame for deliverables. So we still need to make sure we have general agreement about, you know, what I should say in an update memo to the council since we're not going to make the deadline of April 24th. And I can either say, you know, again, I threw out the idea of May 22nd. That could be way too soon. It could be painfully protracted to some. But we do need to provide an update, and we do need to provide a date by which at least we would give another update, but where we hope to really make some progress. And we've started to talk a little bit about the crux of how we would come to some decisions and what a report should look like, which is a vital part of the conversation. But, you know, we have a short-term deliverable and a question that we need to answer on today's call. And, you know, then we can talk about the next steps and how to go forward once we have this. But I also want to quickly just note for you that next call, which is the 29th, I cannot be on the call, and no one from the policy staff can cover for me. So if you guys could be thinking about who could step in for me on the 29th and what we should try to achieve by the 29th so that that person has an idea of what they want to really drill down on, and then I can pick back up on May 6th. And so could we try to finish up on can we throw out a target alternative date to the council and give them an update, which I will draft?
Liz.
Wendy, for the queue, please.
Okay.
Liz, pick in the queue.
Who is that? Second,
Patrick.
Patrick. Okay, anyone else?
Yeah, put me in the queue, please, Stefan.
Stefan, okay.
Steve Metallics.
Others? Okay,
yeah.
Wendy.
Sure. I guess I'd just suggest that we're not likely to reach consensus among this group, and the best we can accomplish is the tally along with the reasoning that people have given for their rankings, and that in the interest of getting these things done quickly, I would recommend one more call when you're available to join us, and that we wrap up work then. I don't think that we will get closer to consensus or closer to elaboration with a month more work.
Okay. Thanks, Wendy. Patrick?
Two things. So if the next call on tentatively scheduled for April 29th happens at the same time, I could cover it for you as long as it doesn't conflict with the board call, but I don't know what time that's scheduled for.
Okay, thank you. That'd be great, Patrick. Appreciate it.
The other item, and since the group just received the GAC recommendations for WHOIS studies, can you give some discussion to that?
Yeah, that's the other thing on the agenda that I did want to cover. So we obviously need to incorporate into our thought process the GAC recommendations. And one of my tasks to do that I'm behind on is just to map the GAC recommendations to the seven categories so that we can still for now work with, and I think that's doable based on my cursory read of the extensive list of recommendations in the GAC recommendation so that we can still focus on the seven categories for now. I think there are some very important aspects to the GAC recommendations that when we get into a next cut of refinement, we'll need to consider, but at least you will have a mapping from me, hopefully, by the next call that will correlate those GAC recommendations to the seven categories so that they can be considered together. I would like to ask Wendy, given her point about not prolonging this, and I'll get back to the queue, just about your thought of if we get to the point, which I think we can pretty quickly, of getting everybody's tallies at the seven categories, we're still not at the actual study that can be, that the group is recommending be done or not be done. And I know there are some strong views about some specific studies within those categories that may or may not be feasible. And so I just, maybe we could come back to you at the end and go through the queue, but I'd like to get your sense of how we would deal with capturing views on the specific studies given the time frame that you've laid out. So why don't we go through the rest of the queue, but Wendy, I would just want to follow up with you, any thoughts you have about that. Let's see, Stefan?
Yeah, thanks. Just two short points. The first is that I won't be available for the next call if it's on the 29th. The second is that I feel we've got to take things in order, and we have to decide as a group first whether we want to recommend as a group further studies or not before deciding what studies should be recommended. I feel that the views that have been expressed for and against doing further studies have been quite strong, and I don't know what the mechanism is, maybe a vote or whatever, but we need to get that issue nailed before moving on to something else.
Thank you. One challenge with that I think that people are struggling with, and I'll just comment briefly, is that it's going to be very hard to reach consensus on that point, yes or no, do we or don't we? I think people recognize that that's probably an area where it's unlikely to reach consensus, and what we're left with is what I have termed, for lack of a better expression, a significant minority opinion that for strong reasons, as you say, no further studies should be done. So, for the moment, in order to enable us to continue to have a discussion on, a more nuanced discussion on particular studies, we're acknowledging that. But I think, and I'm certainly happy to take a cue and have more discussion on this, steps that might be engaged in other working environments to try to reach consensus are not likely to be fruitful here, and that might just be my own judgment that should be reconsidered. So I'll take a cue on that and get people's perspectives, but just Stefan, to give you some background, I think that's part of the challenge here that people are struggling with.
Okay, thanks.
And Steve?
Yes, I would suggest that we scrub the meeting next week, since I think continuity of staff is important and some people can't be there anyway, and that we meet again in 2 weeks.
Excuse me, Mr. Ruiz now joins.
Thank you.
And I assume by that time we'll have this chart or spreadsheet that both tallies our our views and kind of maps in some way what the GAC said. And I'm not, unlike Wendy, I'm not prepared to conclude that that chart will show that we can't do anything more productive. I mean, it may show that, but let's look at the chart first.
Sure.
And I think your suggestion of May 22nd is for a target date for our report is reasonable. You know, we will have a better sense of that after we look at the chart. But I think in default of any other date, I could certainly support that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wendy,
other discussion.
So Liz, this is Lee Elgin. Building upon that, I mean, and Stefan's comment, my sense is that we really are at sort of the end of the discussion, at least for the time being, regarding the issue of to study or not to study. I thought your characterization at the outset of the call of, you know, that I mean, we have some divided camps. It seems like in terms of sheer numbers that it's a minority that supports the notion of not studying further and a majority that supports the notion of studying further, although, you know, everyone sort of has their own reasons and their own particular studies that you know, for which they're particularly advocating in supporting the notion of conducting further studies. But I agree with Steve's point on, you know, I don't believe that further conversation, further discussion of which studies to pursue, I don't believe that would be fruitless. I mean, I know that everyone has sort of sent in their rankings, but I certainly haven't been, you know, keeping my own tally of, you know, what people are prioritizing what, and I feel like having the compilation that you're going to put together, Liz, along with that mapping of the GAC recommendations will be very helpful because, again, it may identify for us, and I don't presuppose to know that this is the case, but it may help identify for us that there actually are some places where we can identify a bit of a consensus with respect to the priorities among the groups.
Thanks, Lee. Other comments?
Sure, thanks, Wendy.
Yeah.
I'll jump back in with what I think on the designing the studies. I do think that it would be useful for the group to comment on that. I think probably the design itself would be best done by staff with some statistical and research design input.
Yeah, bless
you. To be brought back to the group after whatever period that design were able to be done, and then we could comment more usefully on how feasible these studies would be if it turns out that in order to get a statistically valid sampling of either abuses of WHOIS or abuses of privacy services, you'd have to sample 100,000 people, and that would cost $300,000. Even those who strongly supported those kinds of studies might suggest that that was an infeasible study at this time. On the other hand, if a much smaller sample would be valid, it might be possible to do more studies. So I think we could be better informed by sending the problem off. That is, not you, I'm afraid. And letting you come back with some concrete designs for us to consider.
And I think, actually, Wendy, I think your point is a good one to talk about for a couple of minutes, because clearly the council envisioned this in its original schedule in that earlier resolution that looked to have, you know, this public comment process evaluated and study suggestions, but then to have this recommendation to the council, they would select certain studies that would then go back to the staff for more feasibility and costing. So I think it's an important thing to note that for this process, what was envisioned was recognizing that there could be complexity or feasibility challenges that could further affect decision-making, leave that somewhat aside for this initial effort and focus on what would be most useful and the questions that would be most important to be answered and this tie between further studies and informing the policy debate, knowing that whatever recommendations you put forward to the council is going to identify those that they want to pursue or not. But in the event that they do, their next step was to forward it back to staff to do this further analysis on costs and feasibility, which would, you know, get done following that. And then the council would make a further decision. So I'm not sure all of that is laid at our feet today. I think what is laid at our feet is trying to make some sense of all the recommendations and, you know, put them into the to at least categories of specific studies we think would be useful from a policy perspective, so that they could then go back and have us price it out or price those plural out. Other thoughts and comments? Okay. Any more discussion on the 22nd is at least our next goal? I understand it's drawn out a bit, but with the idea, and so we're going to skip next week, but can I, for those, I know a couple of folks aren't on the call that haven't submitted. Paul, do you, can you, Paul Stahura, if you, can you give us your vote, not necessarily on the call, but in the next couple days?
Yes, I'm going to put a message on the list today.
Okay. And then I think I have everyone else's except Tony Harris, Eric Bruner Williams, and I'll double check on Danny. More input from Danny.
Danny's on the call.
Oh, hi.
My recommendation was not to proceed with studies.
Okay, thanks. And I'll incorporate that. I will put together this spreadsheet in the next couple of days and the reformatting of the with the tallies and the reformatting of the policy recommendations. We have agreement, it sounds like, to skip the next call on the 29th, to restart on the 6th, and we will drill down into those areas that have the greatest level of support, you know, at least talk about where the rankings leave us as the first order of business. Yeah, oh, and I should definitely by next week have the mapping of the GAC studies to the study suggestion categories that have already been defined. So we could probably conclude the call now, unless there's more to discuss about, unless folks would like to discuss further how we would proceed once we have everyone's tallies.
Okay, Liz, this is Tim. So you'll just do a brief summary of what we what's decided to the list then so that everyone is, make sure we're all on the same page.
Yes.
Okay.
Anything else? Further discussion at this time? Okay, great. Then we will reconvene on May 6th with all of these deliverables that I owe you. Hopefully done long before then. Thanks very much for your participation.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.